You've heard a lot of good ideas, a lot of points. I'd like to talk about a little bit about the energy side. I know we've hit on that a little bit, but I want to talk about it from the standpoint of agriculture's role and agriculture's needs in energy. The whole country needs a lot of energy, and the whole world needs a lot of energy. And the price of petroleum has collapsed. But I don't believe it's going to stay collapsed. I think it's going to go back up. And we cannot take our eye off the ball of trying to find new sources of energy and a better way and better conservation and get us through to the future. And I think the tendency will be to miss a boat here and just kind of let things go along. And I don't think that I am firmly convinced that agriculture is going to have a place in renewable fuels. And we get attacked, we get criticized, and the livestock industry, which is us, I raise my hogs, a lot of us have livestock, and yet at the same time, we're one family in agriculture. We shouldn't be fighting with each other. We should sit down together and try to chart a future that works. And I think there's been too much fighting within the family over this food and fuel issue. We need every kind of fuel we can find. I mean, we need coal, and we need gas, and we need petroleum, and let's have the wind farms, and let's have everything. And we gotta quit fighting amongst ourselves. And I think a Secretary of Agriculture is looked up by the whole industry and pull this industry together to start working together for a brighter future for the good of all. Because I think it could be done. But if we don't, you know, we're 2%, farmers are 2% of the population. We're not going to do very well if we don't kind of get the whole industry together, trying to work together as we look to the future. That would be my advice.